Let's talk to another one of the great folks who were at the groundbreaking last night for the Las Vegas Stadium, the Raiders Stadium. Mike Haynes, legendary Raider, is on with Steve and Adam here on this Tuesday. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are great. We appreciate a couple minutes. So we want to talk about the groundbreaking and your experience there. First of all, how did it come together for you? You know, it's not as if there are hundreds and hundreds of ex-Raiders, but you were one of the guys invited. I thought that was a really cool honor.
Well, I think it helps when you have a Hall of Fame ring. You
know, that does separate you from some of the other hundreds of Raiders. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I was very honored to be considered to go, and always excited, you know, when there's a big event like that, to be part of it. I was actually up in Monterey, California, playing in a golf tournament that benefited the Navy SEALs Foundation, along with the a lot of other Hall of Famers and Raider Ted Hendricks.
Nice.
And so Ted and I drove up to Oakland together, or rode up to Oakland together, I should say, and then flew over with a lot of the Raider staff and some other players as well. And it was magnificent. It was really, they rolled out the red carpet for us and for the Raiders, and had a big welcoming and a lot of politicians there, and you know, everybody, every single one of them that I spoke to said, yeah, I was one of the guys that voted for it.
All right. Make sure you knew, you know, right?
Yeah, but evidently was pretty close on the vote.
It was. It was very close.
So, yeah, so it's going to, I think, you know, the judgment, there's still a lot of people out there waiting to see how this is all going to shake out in the end.
Are there some former teammates, Raider alums who've come to you and they're like, yeah, we're not really happy about this? Is it still kind of a delicate situation? Because we were just mentioning, you know, in the last 5 or 6 minutes, like, we're happy to get a team, but I still feel for, you know, the Oakland side of things. Are there some teammates that you know, ex-teammates, Raider greats, who are like, yeah, I'm not really cool with this yet?
Well, they didn't say it like that. You know, they kind of say it in a different way. Are you going to move to Las Vegas? And the answer would be, I'm not sure. You know, I have a lot of family here, I have a lot of friends here. And some of the staff, you know, are you guys going to move? You're going to head to Las Vegas? And some, yes, no question about it. And others, not sure. So, it's 2 years away, or at least 2 years away, I should say. So we have to really wait and see. But most folks, I think, feel like they wish things had worked out in Oakland.
Right.
And you know, for whatever reason, they didn't. And I think all the guys, anyway, they know it's a business, and you're going to have to go where the opportunity is. And things were not working out for them, at least at the time when it mattered, in Oakland. So it is what it is now.
Mike Haynes is with us, NFL Hall of Famer. It's Steve and Adam here on ESPN Las Vegas. Raiders groundbreaking last night. So good stuff to get into. What do you think of the event and the way they set it up?
I thought it was set up really nice, and I really enjoyed the speakers. I mean, the mayor, she's just unbelievable, you know, great communicator. Followed, I can't really remember who followed who now, but maybe the governor went first.
Yeah.
But you know, he mentioned that, you know, the lights were, you know, were to remember those bodies, those folks that were killed, and that really kind of set, you know, kind of a different kind of a tone for what was going on, and how this was a good thing for the city, and maybe this is going to help the city focus on something else, during this, you know, real tough period. But it was great. The entertainment was great. George Lopez is always funnier than all get out. It was great. I thought it was fantastic, and it was really good to see some of the owners there. Roger Goodell was there, and he spoke, and Robert Kraft was there. He didn't speak, and Dean Spanos was there. He didn't speak, and I'm not sure they said a couple of the other owners were there, but I didn't see them.
Yeah, they said Stan Kroenke, the Rams owner, was there as well.
Yeah, I didn't see Stan though, but yeah. But I'm sure he was there. It was a great event. I think everybody would have to go away saying this was fantastic, and we're just going to have to really wait and see. You know, a lot of people are promising more jobs. One of the unions that was there, you probably know the union number.
Laborers 872, yeah.
Every time it was mentioned, people would go crazy.
Yep.
You know, how they're going to get going right away. I'm sure they probably started today. And, you know, everybody's excited about the future. A lot of building. I imagine there's going to be a lot more people moving to Las Vegas. A lot more people for sure will be traveling to Las Vegas from all over the world.
Sure.
And I think that's got to be exciting for everybody.
So one of the driving forces behind this whole thing was Clark County Commissioner, and he may be the governor in 2018, and that's Steve Sisolak. So he was one of the luminaries up there speaking, well, not speaking, but with a shovel. And he was on with us about 40 minutes ago, and he mentioned something that he's been maybe not surprised by, but really impressed by, and that is the brotherhood amongst the former Raiders. Can you explain what is the driving force for the tight-knit group that you guys are? Does it start with Al Davis when he's alive, bonding you guys together? Has it been a player-driven thing? How has it come together over the years?
Well, I think it really starts with Al. You know, at least for me it did. And the guys that you're probably talking about that I kind of bond with, it started with Mr. Davis. And, you know, he was a great communicator and, you know, just a super passionate and lover of the game. And would, you know, talk about the great players and the great moments in, you know, in football history, and made it special. You know, when he says, you know, he's seen a lot of great players and a lot of great teams, but none better than this team, and it means a lot to guys. You know, I think it helps when you win Super Bowls. That really helps bond. I don't think you get that same type of feeling on teams that have never even been to a Super Bowl, but we all have that in common. You know, we all worry about each other. While I was there, I guess we have a couple of former Raiders living in Las Vegas. I didn't see them there last night.
Yeah.
And I hear they're not, some of them aren't doing so well. And so I'm going to be contacting them as soon as I can, try and see what's going on there, because it is like family. You want to make sure that your family's okay, and if there's anything you can do for your family, you're going to do it.
Have you had former players from other organizations say, hey, we don't have that, you know, with my particular team? Is it, because you mentioned winning is a great bonder, but is it different with the Raiders versus other winning franchises? What do you think?
Well, I don't know now. It definitely was during my era when I played. It was, you know, it was crazy different, you know.
I mean, you played with the Patriots. Like, is there this Patriot brotherhood of the older player? Maybe there is now with the current players, but I don't know. Is there a different feel with the Patriots versus the Raiders?
Well, very much like the Raiders, you know, they do a great job of bringing the old guys back and intermingling the groups, you know, the years. And so the old guys, you know, they talk about the years that we played at the Patriots just like the Super Bowl years. But the guys who have the Super Bowls, of course, they're the ones that are a little bit more popular with the fans and, you know, and things like that. But in terms of a family, I think they do, you know, feel like it's pretty close-knit.
Does it ever get uncomfortable when you start talking about Brady and the Raiders' frustrations with a certain call?
No. I mean, you know, I think enough time has passed, you know, where you know, it doesn't have that same kind of feeling. But you know, for me, being both a Patriot and a Raider, it's a kind of a weird feeling, especially when I'm around Mark Davis. Got a lot of funny stories when, you know, at Super Bowls when the Patriots were there and something would happen, and I'd get kind of excited, and Mark would kind of like look at me, kind of look like his dad at the time, you know. but you know, I'm an AFC guy. And so I always root for the AFC. Doesn't matter which AFC team is in the Super Bowl, I always root for them to win. And so for me, it's always about who has the best conference. I always say that if the AFC has the best conference. Remember back in the day when that was a big deal? Now no one really talks about it that way. It's all, what's the best team, you know? But in the old days, it was like, you know, even the Pro Bowl was a big deal. It's like, who has the best conference? Who has the best stars? You know, who's going to win the Pro Bowl? Who, you know, that kind of a deal. Somehow that got diluted out. It's not around anymore. So it's really who has the best team and Yeah, all the focus is on the Super Bowl team.
Mike Haynes is with us here on ESPN Las Vegas. He was at the Raiders groundbreaking ceremony last night. Talking to the people of Las Vegas, they can hear you right now. What does it mean? What are the benefits to a community to having an NFL team, and especially a team like the Raiders in town?
Well, excuse me. I'm hoping it's going to mean a lot of really good things going on in the community, where you have, you know, 50, 60 players living in the area that are getting out in the community and helping with a lot of charitable programs, especially with young people, trying to set good examples for them, trying to encourage them to make better decisions and get a good education and things like that. Try to help where they can. I mean, that's what most teams do, and I think the NFL does a great job of promoting the guys that do the most giving, and even the owners that give the most. And so there's an awful lot of giving, and this is I think it's always been great for every community that the NFL team is in.
Hey, very important, before we let you go, I want you to tell the audience about Know Your Stats and the campaign you've been involved with for a long time.
Well, when I was waiting to come on, I heard one of your sponsors. You were, you know, talking about cancer and talking about the importance of you know, getting tested, I guess, or, you know, mentioning that, you know, one in seven men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Well, I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and I actually found out by going to one of these type of programs we're talking about, like, wow. How do you benefit, you know? And so I went to the program, really didn't need to be there, but, you know, my boss asked me to be there. I was working at the NFL at the time, and so I go over, and these cute ladies convinced me that I should do this because I might encourage some other guys to do it. And so I did, and I was really surprised that within 30 minutes, they called my name and said, hey, we have your results. Come on back, talk to the doctor. I wasn't used to that. I was used to waiting a couple of days, maybe get a call on the weekend or something in the mail.
Sure.
But that really helped me get the information I needed. And that conversation with the doctor used a lot of statistics to tell me how many men were going to get this disease. And I go, one in seven. I just had a picture of a NFL stadium or, you know, with an every seventh guy getting prostate cancer. I'm like, wow. That's a lot of men. Why don't I know about it? And he didn't know why I didn't know. But most men don't talk. We know that now. But if it runs in your family, it's even higher. It's one in three men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so, with my results and that conversation with the doctor, I got back home, called my primary care doctor. He looked at my chart and suggested, after I gave him the new information, he suggested I should go for a biopsy, which is the only way to know if you have cancer. And so I found out when it was treatable in the early stages, and that's what our campaign is all about, trying to get men to get educated about it, get survivors to talk about their experience to help other men. It's been almost 10 years, and it's been going pretty great, and every year we find another guy. And just last week we found another Hall of Famer that has prostate cancer, and I can't tell you his name because I think it's not my role. If he wants to do that, then he can. I'm going to invite him to join me at the Super Bowl this year. And we're always there going around all the media booths and talking to the reporters and trying to use our Hall of Fame, experience and to educate men, to try and get them to listen. Hey, there's Mike. He's going to be talking about the Super Bowl. Well, I will talk about Super Bowl, but I'm definitely going to drop this in there that, you know, we want all men to know that prostate cancer runs in families, and, you know, you need to know what your own personal history is so that if you do get this disease, you want to catch it when it's in the early stages, when it's treatable.
The website is knowyourstats.org. If you're over 40,
yep,
make sure you check it out. Mike Haynes,
yep,
appreciate a couple minutes, and let's talk to you soon. We want to get into some of the fun stuff with the Raiders on the field, and glad you were in town yesterday for the big groundbreaking.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming again and again and again. So it was a good event. Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. Mike Haynes, Hall of Famer, former Raider, former Patriot, and interesting. Like Sisolak said, Steve Sisolak, last hour, it's one of the organizations that is really freaking tight-knit, and they take care of their the veterans, the greats, they're all linked together.